Love's Greatest Sacrifice. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
The world is changing. Monday, February 29th, 2016. Our text, Luke 22, verses 36 and 37. Jesus said, "Let the one who has no sword sell his cloak and buy one, for I tell you that the scripture must be fulfilled in me." And he was numbered with the transgressors. The meal is complete, and Jesus prepares to leave the guest room, but first he wants to make his disciples aware that their world will change drastically this day. It will become a much more violent and dangerous place. Up until now, Jesus has been quite popular. Everywhere he went with his disciples throughout Galilee, they found friends who welcomed them into their homes and fed them. It was that popularity that was frustrating Jewish leaders, making it impossible for them to lay their hands on Jesus. But today, that will end. When Jesus is crucified, many Jews will misjudge the evidence. They will falsely assume the cross proves the carpenter from Nazareth is a fake and a fraud. The coming situation will become desperate. The disciples will need a cloak because they will no longer be welcomed into people's houses. But the danger of physical violence is so great that they would be wise to sell their cloaks for swords and shiver through the night. For Jesus' sake, they will soon face opposition, arrest, mistreatment, and martyrdom. When the disciples report they have two swords, Jesus tells them it is enough. He doesn't intend to make them a defensive fighting force. Instead, he wants to make them aware of the deadly hostility the gospel message will bring. When these disciples tell Jews and Gentiles that a man crucified as a criminal is their Savior, they will face great persecution. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, our brother and sister Christians throughout the world face great opposition and danger, even death. Shield and defend all those who are being attacked for their faith, and give them courage and faith to boldly stand and declare your name, and move their persecutors to repentance and faith. Amen.